Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are talking about destiny versus karma, continuing our conversation from Wednesday's show and taking calls for on-air readings. So welcome callers, 310 area code. You need to press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, please. 310, we see you in the queue. Don't know if you're just listening or if you'd like a reading. If you'd like a reading, press 1. Okay, they want a reading. So what we're going to do is, Neil, what would you like to do? Take calls first and then
sure,
get into our topic. We do invite our callers and listeners to join us on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us here and stay connected to us for show updates and things like that, or on Facebook. We appreciate all your support on our sites. And call a number, 914-338-0164. As I said, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Okay, so 908 is first, then 310. This is Eva, I believe. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. But so quick. I shouldn't have raised my hand yet.
Talk right into your receiver, Eva, because it's we always struggle with the sound. I don't know. It's probably a combination of things.
Well, and I just turned the volume up as high as it could go, so maybe that'll help.
Yeah, and if you're just talking right into the receiver, it's good. Okay, so
okay.
What's going on?
I just feel really discombobulated and sad. I feel very unfocused.
Unfocused?
And I don't know. Yeah, and just like sad and unmotivated and discombobulated. Like all those weird things.
So Eva is saying that she's feeling discombobulated, sad. And on the last show, I think there was talk about, what was it? It was the sixth chakra. There was a maladjustment in the sixth chakra. Is that what we talked about last time, Eva?
I'm like not even remembering right now. I think there was something going on at the sixth chakra.
Right. Something about re-envisioning, because you were having similar frustrations, I think, on the last show. So it was like re-envisioning and adjusting the third eye. She's 10/17/60 and she's a 25/7. So it doesn't sound like too much has progressed, unfortunately. That's
no, that would be true.
That would be true. So Eva's feeling discombobulated. Remember, she had a medical issue. She had surgery in her heart. Remember?
And I don't, I don't feel physically like good. I mean, I think there's still things other than the heart that haven't been discovered.
Really?
Like, I think my adrenals are exhausted. Like, I think it's adrenal, thyroid, that kind of stuff, like hormones. And I'm not just, and I'm,
go ahead.
Are you having trouble hearing me still?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
I was
going to
say,
take,
have
I'm
you had
come,
like a panel done? Like a, you know, of thyroid, you know, like a hormone panel, a blood work and things like that?
Well, and I plan to have some of that done, and I haven't even been able to get that together, which is weird. Again, Well, you know, I'm trying to get as much covered by my insurance as I can and try to find a doctor who will do, like, a complete thyroid panel as part of a physical, but most of them won't. So I can get a partial thyroid, and I can't really get, like, adrenals. I kind of you know, I mean, I spent a lot of money on all this stuff last year, and it's like I'm trying to have as much covered as I can, and that's the way to do it. And it's just been a real, like, it's a game, and it's a struggle, and it's constant calls and trying to find the right person, and I'm not connecting yet. So I'm actually about to just go to the okay person and just get basic stuff done.
And it sounds like your insurance is somewhat limited in terms of what is, which is common, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that otherwise it'll go under the deductible, which is $10,000, you know, that whole story. So,
Boy. Well, I mean, there's some things that are definitely limiting her just on a physical. What were you going to say?
Let's see if she hears any background
noise. Do you hear any background noise,
from,
Eva, from us on our side?
Is it pretty
I do
clear?
Not.
Okay, good. I want to ask you something, Eva. I know this is a little bit off the track, but I want to ask you a few questions. Number one, is your mother still alive?
Yes.
And did your mother ever suffer from any kind of depression that you recall throughout her life?
Yeah, my mother definitely suffered from that, and she sort of has mental illness. I think she's in the stages of dementia at this point, too.
She has dementia, but you were saying she has mental illness
aside from that?
Yeah,
I'm saying, like, I think she's early stage dementia. We don't have a diagnosis yet because she keeps canceling the appointment, which is another sign of dementia. So, yeah, there's definitely some mental illness there, and it's been, like, she's been off her whole life.
She's been off her whole life. Okay,
she's
got mental challenges.
So earlier in time, Eva, how did that manifest in her behavior, as you recall, her depression?
She was just always very negative and controlling. So if she couldn't control everything, which, you know, obviously she can't, she would just be reactive and, you know, she blames, plays the victim. You know, instead of being proactive, she falls into her own, like, powerlessness and just complains and takes it out on everyone else. Yeah.
I see. And I see how that is problematic, of course. Now, more specifically, depression, did she lay in bed a lot? Did she have days where she was lethargic or just down?
I don't remember seeing that. I mean, I saw the typical housewife of her day, like where she'd sit at the table smoking a cigarette, drinking coffee, and just staring.
Okay. Well, here, you know, Eva, this gets a little complex because we're in the element of evaluating the astral body, the etheric body, the causal body of your energy fields, and then they manifest into your own physicality. But the take on this is that there is some degree of energy exchange that you have had with your mother, being the child and she the adult, that you internalized. And even though you two may be very different in temperament and whatnot, a lot of her energy is inside of you. And it's maybe caused a little bit of a war that's finally manifested in this physical condition you've got and whatnot, and the psychological condition. But from at least our standpoint, this is more of this also involves the energy you've internalized from your mother that's coming back. Now, as part of the total program of your well-being, I would suggest that you consider this as well as part of it. And so it's only going to help you if you go inside yourself and maybe re-examine parts of you that still cling to the mother image that was negative. Not positive, but negative. And then there's different ways of releasing that. You know, basically through the power of the mind, you construct a scenario in your mind that you're letting those things go and you're releasing it through your breath. Because there is molecular in structure and it holds energy. So that might be one thing. Have you consciously considered that there may be something about your mother that you internalized or that's affected your behavior throughout the years?
Yeah, because I see some of, you know, her bad patterns or whatever that I have repeated. So I definitely feel there's something there. And, you know, I've been, since I've been in New Jersey, I've been spending a lot of time with her, which usually I don't.
So that's probably intensifying everything.
Yeah, it's intensifying things. And I mean, I know it's happening for a reason. And I'd kind of assume there's something even more that I need to see. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time with my father, too. So it's like I'm seeing, wow, that's where I got that shit habit from. Or, you know what I mean? Not that I'm blaming them, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, we copy.
No, totally.
I copied, I should say.
Well, I mean, everybody absorbs from their family. I mean, so that's not.
No,
you need to feel bad about that.
This it isn't a blame issue. It's just an energy issue that that you know, the best we can do for you on the radio is examine. You presented us with a problem you've got, and you're trying to figure it out. The doctors are doing their part. We're doing ours. And it seems to be that the energy of the mother is, you know, just, we're looking at just a section of that energy. And the fact that you're around taking care of her now, you know, there's ways that you can interact with your mother and still produce a barrier to protect yourself. You know, in literal sense, you'd be wearing a surgical mask. In psychic sense, you're using a cosmic mask, just making sure that whenever you feel, you know, note how you feel when you're around your mother. How does it change your psyche? What does it do to your attitude? How does it make you feel as an adult as opposed to a child? And start to regulate as best you can your own sense of well-being, even when you're in your mother's presence. Now, aside from that, you can step aside from your mother and just examine in your own spare time your energy fields when you think of your mother and release those parts of you that you feel are somewhat negative in form.
So what I want to address with Eva, though, is she's presenting a problem in terms of her health insurance and her, you know, work that she needs to get done in terms of evaluating whether she's having additional problems aside from the heart, her thyroid, whatever she's worried about. So as far as navigating the healthcare system, on a practical level.
No, if you, you know, you clean your room, you get to go out and play.
So you think that this might release something?
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that sometimes if we release energy in one area, it unblocks barriers in another. I really believe that just from observing throughout the years. So, you know, if it might work, if you consciously do this, aside from the practical, logical steps to get done what you need to get done and the strategic things you might be able to do, the suggestion today is also, in addition to that, to let go of this energy field because it's blocked. You see, because ultimately it's blocking your well-being. All of this is affecting your state of mind and your state of equilibrium and such things. So it's just not the bureaucracy that's going on, and it's just not the human organs that are going on. There's something deeper going on here that the analysis is taking into consideration, and that's what you need to do. And was there somebody back in the family that was ever involved in nursing or doctor?
Involved in what?
Nursing or like the medical field. Nothing?
No.
No one in the extended family?
Like my second cousin is a veterinarian, but that's like...
Well, that would be...
cousin is a veterinarian?
Yeah, I mean, she's like young. Like she's like half my age.
It doesn't matter. It's still in the family. So.
I just wanted to touch base with that. You're minimizing it, but in our world, we're not. do you know her very well? I mean, what can you say about her in a brief description?
I've only been in her presence like 3 times because she was like a lot younger, and you know, I was already gone when she was kind of around. So, but the time I've spent with her, she seemed lovely, and she is a veterinarian. She's married a man from Africa and has 2 cute kids, but I don't think she loves being a veterinarian at this point. I think it's rough for her for whatever reason.
Now, with that in mind, I want to ask you another question. Growing up, or did your mom ever have a dog?
We had dogs in the family, yes.
Okay. Yes. And would your mom be prone to feed the dog human food, throw food down for the dog?
Yes, yes.
And was the dog ever overweight?
Not that I remember.
But she did throw down human food.
Yeah, the dog ate human food all the time.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to go journey there for a minute because I want to get a sense that I'm still coming from a valid place in terms of blending a hand in assisting you mm-hmm. and trying to figure out what you can do aside from just practical things. These are more on an energy level.
Yeah.
Okay, Eva, hopefully that helps. And,
yeah.
What I want to point out real quick is, how you didn't immediately come up with someone in medicine, but when you reached, you found someone, see how that developed, even though you're not close to that cousin, this mm-hmm. had a relevance to a specific issue because it, went back
to
the mother.
Yeah. The medical field, a veterinarian is still the medical field. It's animals, but, Kirsten and I, we're basically vegetarians because we feel closely linked to animals. And that goes way back in time, of course. So we consider mm-hmm. that part of the family of existence, animals. And so I know.
I guess because she was born way after me, I guess when I ask hear a question like that, I think more of ancestors immediate cousins
definitely.
Or uncles or aunts. I think
totally.
Before me, not after me.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. Yeah. It's understandable.
Well, the only other part of that to examine, she got married to somebody from South Africa.
Yeah.
Have you been married?
I've never been married, no.
Uh-huh.
I was in a 15-year relationship. We just chose not to be married. We were engaged, but,
Never happened.
And then that broke up?
No. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, why don't you try this out and see if it... On one end of, you clean your room, you get to go.
Right. And
and
there was the other piece about the last reading where there was six chakra needed adjusting. And Eva, you're saying that really you didn't do it. I mean, it's okay, but.
I didn't do it. It's weird because I take notes and I try to work with them. And sometimes it's my notes aren't good. I get caught up in the call and then I don't write it all down.
Well, the archives are available and I can tell you when you last called.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize.
You know what? I will actually, yes, I have it right here, except I don't have the date of the show. It was the show after, I don't know. You know what? I'll email you. 8:30, 2017, I think it was. The last time you called.
Okay.
So check in our
awesome.
Archives. Yeah. And you can listen to the reading again and then reabsorb, what was said and maybe apply that too and keep in touch with us and let us know how things progress. We got to move on to other callers, but.
Okay.
Sorry
to have to ask this. Do I go to Block Talk Radio to get that call?
Oh, that's okay. No. Yeah. You can go to Block Talk Radio and go to our show page and the archives are there, or we have a podcast on iTunes. I always forget to mention it, but we're on iTunes and Spreaker, but iTunes, a lot of people have more common. So you just go to that show date.
It'll be easy for me to do Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Go to Blog Talk.
Thank
and
you.
There's a listing of shows. You should see the date there, hopefully, unless there was some problem with the show. It should be up.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
I'm looking
forward
to the talk.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Keep in touch. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, we definitely have a full queue. So callers, everybody that's in the queue gets a reading, but you got to stay in the queue. We have 37 minutes and about 5 people to read. So 310 is our next caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you talking to me?
That would be you. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you had the other 310s.
No, you may not have heard the phone unmute on your end. It should have said unmuted.
Oh, no.
But...
Okay, great. So I had actually spoken to Neil not too long ago, and I had mentioned that I actually feel like I'm being called to not be physical anymore. I know that sounds very strange.
Okay, this is Valeska?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Valeska. So, okay.
Hi.
What's your birth date again?
10/14/1979.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, you didn't talk. You talked to Neil off the air.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, go ahead.
You know, it's just some weird things since I had spoken to Neil while I was out of town. When I got home and, you know, was in my own home, there was a lot of things that Neil had said that, you know, just was like, wow, there's these weird spiritual prophetic things happening. Like Neil had mentioned, it's like a dog going and digging a hole under a tree. And I had recently redone my whole condo and kind of made it very light and spiritual. And there's a picture of a big oak tree above my couch. And when I lie down on it, there's times where I start going to sleep where I feel like my energy is almost leaving. And there's a painting also that I had. I have a corner where it doesn't have a window. And I got a painting of a window opening with just a tree-lined street leading to the light. Like, and I just, it looks like just going home to the lights. And there's these lights, the Christmas lights that I had next to it that used to flicker. They're on bamboo shoots that flicker. And then they totally went off maybe a year ago. And then out of nowhere, they went on, but only the top half that's kind of lighting that painting. I don't know if this makes sense, but there's weird things happening. And so right now I feel like my preparation's done and it feels very strange, but there's this exciting feeling of learning how to work with non-physical energy that really gets me going. Because when I think about now, you know, I had that surgery, and when I think about going to a doctor or there's a malpractice suit and dealing with those things, it feels very dense and almost draining.
Right. Well, understandable. I mean, you know, no matter what your state of mind is, it's going to be draining to go through a malpractice lawsuit. It's stressful.
Yeah.
So specifically, Valeska, in terms of your question today, how can we help? How can we help today?
I wanted to know, I feel the people, like I feel a connection to somebody that I believe is my guardian angel, and I do have her birthdays, but I never knew her personally. We had mutual friends. And then
okay.
I also have helped my dogs transition, and I feel them here.
Okay. So regarding angels, it may be more of a spirit guide, because humans are not angels. Angels are not of a human substance ever. They come from a divine element. So maybe your guardian spirit or something. Did you want to give that person's birth date?
Sure. She was born 12/7/1972.
Okay. And so are you looking for a message? She was 29/11 too.
I am, because now I almost I don't know. I feel in this, my energy feels weirdly stuck but ready. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Well, okay. So let me say real quick, Valeska, because on the radio, we try to limit the readings to about no more than 5 minutes. Just that's the nature of our show.
I mean, we went a little over on the last caller, so sometimes it varies.
Yeah,
but now we've got this
whole
line
of
people. But
what's happening is that we went over this. The dialoguing with the astral realm becomes, when one is conscious that one wants to transcend or move on, one of the first requirements is to engage in conversation on an astral level with the elements that are out there, the spirits, the guides, the angels. And one of the best places to do that is in the platform of sleep, where the present consciousness is released and the astral body has the freedom to move out and really dialogue and get past the ego, so that the astral body, the soul, so to speak, can receive pure information and really enriched conversation that they can bring back to the consciousness of the person upon waking up out of sleep or astral travel. the elements that involved around the situation as well will manifest in your environment. Strange things will happen. You'll see different things. You'll feel different things. So all of this is appropriate to the journey that you're currently on while you're still in the physical body.
Does she have any dreams that she can quickly relay? Have you had any dreams since you spoke with Neil?
I haven't. I mean, I've been extremely tired all the time. Like, I mean, I think I went to bed yesterday at 4:30 and woke up today at like 8, like literally where, like, no, but I can't remember anything. I've been writing
okay, so
a lot. And
here's what's happening, Valeska. You're extremely tired because your body is starting to say, we need to sleep so you can travel. So the process of beginning to be tired, in our estimation, is due to the fact that ultimately somewhere in your sleep experience, you're going to have a vivid dream that you can, you know, we suggest you write down and try to remember. I know you have a little bit of trouble remembering your dreams, so that's why it's going to be pertinent that you keep that light bulb involved. Like I told you, sleep on your back. You want to envision that there's a light bulb in your brain that will not turn off.
Right. I mean, in terms of like preparation before sleeping, you want to make sure that you're programming your mind to remember. It may not happen immediately, but it will happen if you continue that process, you know, on a nightly basis.
Well, it's going to happen. It has to happen because you have a soul and you have an astral body. You just have to learn how to keep the light on while you're asleep so that you can understand, sort of metaphorically in the light, you'll be able to read what you wrote. So you want to keep that light on. And because what's happening is when you're sleeping, you're going into the dark and you're not remembering. You got to remember when you go to sleep, you're going into the light. That's your whole experience. You want to go into the light, not the darkness. So you got to start to envision that when you close your eyes, the light is on, not off. And that light remains on so that you can see in the dark, like going into a cave. And if you start to exercise that, that action, that exercise, if you will, then you're going to have probably a better recollection of what you actually experienced while you're outside of your body.
Right.
So give that a try.
And it'll give a new dimension to her whole mindset in terms of what's going on her physical walk and when that ultimately might wrap up.
Very important that you dialogue. And yes, your animal spirits are around you. So very important that you begin to gain some experience there.
Okay. I guess it's hard for me to be on my back as, you know, this whole right side hurts from this surgery.
Oh, okay. Then
don't be on your back.
Don't worry about it. The back is ideal, but don't worry. You can, I get it. Just go on your side. It's still going to work. It will still work, Valeska. Just the back is ideal, but if you're having trouble, the discomfort will destroy the attempt.
Yeah.
Envisioning traveling through space, you know, envisioning the night sky is important. Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Am I not feeling, if you say that people can't be spirits, am I not feeling
she can be a spirit. She can absolutely be a spirit, but angels are not ever people.
No.
People aren't angels. Angels
so
come from divine energy. So, I mean, she may be a guardian spirit, but angel is kind of semantics. But.
Metaphorically, we call people angels, but this true substance, an angel is an angel, not a human.
Humans don't turn into angels when they die.
No.
But are there some kind of entities that help you transition?
There are entities that can help you transition.
Absolutely.
Whether there were humans before or not is subjective to each person's individual journey. I mean, humans, after they transcend the planet and they're never coming back, often can become guides in people's lives. So they guide a human being through all their walks on the planet.
Yeah.
So that happens. But as far as becoming angels, no, angels are not of human substance at all. But Valeska, hopefully that's helped. We have to move on to other callers, but thanks for, you were surprised today. Thanks for finding us here.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great
day. You're welcome. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, 516 is our next victim.
Victim.
No. Okay. Hi there.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Who's this? Please.
My name is Christine.
Christine?
Yes.
And okay. Hi, Christine.
Hi. I have a question regarding someone who has recently passed.
Okay. Let's get your birth date and their birth date.
mine is 8/13/1963.
Okay.
And their birthday was February 19, 1919.
Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22. Interesting. Well, they're actually the same karmic number and master number as our former caller, Valeska, 32.5. Okay, and what is your question?
No,
did I add that up wrong?
My question is, do you pick anything up regarding this this person who just transitioned?
Anything? So my calculation was right on. We were adding two different birth dates up.
Yeah,
so she's a 31.4, and the person you're inquiring about is a 32.5, like our former caller. You yourself are a 31.4, Christine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. She's wanting to know if you want to. Something you want to connect with that person on the other side, correct?
Yes, just to see if you pick up anything about the relationship and how they are doing on the other side, or you know, their transition.
Okay. Well, the first thing, Christine. No, it may be symbolic. I don't know yet. But the first thing that I pick up was a sense of music. And most specifically, a piano. So first of all, any music throughout the family or any pianos?
Well, she enjoyed music, but not necessarily a piano, but she did enjoy music.
When you say enjoy music, to, briefly, to what extent was her enjoyment?
Well, towards the end of her life, I did a, as part of a meditation, I did get a message that she needed to hear music, which I believe actually sort of extended her life, because I really do believe she enjoyed listening to it, especially towards the end.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Christine, let me interrupt you there. So towards the end of her life, you got a message that she needed to hear music. She was obviously, she wasn't able to articulate, but you got a message that she needed to have music playing while she was in bed.
Correct.
Yeah. Her message to you briefly in this radio reading is that she thanks you for that music. The music created a vibrational energy in her body that was vastly needed, and it also increased the elevation of her leaving the body. She also wants to say that she very much loves your care and attention towards her, and your general concern and elevation of mind and spirit in taking care of her. There seems to be a name like either Anita or Anne or something like that. And maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't.
Well, anywhere. But, I mean, not just with this person. Is there anyone with that name, either name, Anne or Anita?
My middle name is Anne.
And I was going to say middle name. I thought it was just going to be your middle name.
She's referring. See, the reason she connected to your middle name is because she felt protected by you. She felt you were protection for her. So our middle names are sort of in the between our first and last. They almost is like a protection, like they're walled in. And why she gave me Anne, it was her way of saying to you, you enveloped me. There was a certain sense of love that you established. Now, maybe not in your mind, you're thinking, well, you know, I don't know. It wasn't that dramatic what I did for her. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you did, when she left the body, she carried the consciousness of your attention and love with her. She also said that you took care of something. It seems to be the vibrational field that you took care of something she wasn't able to take care of while she was alive, but it needed to be resolved before she left. Did you, were you involved in any paperwork or any legal matters with her?
Whatever you're saying, absolutely. I took care of her for the last 10 years of her life in every way. Yes.
Yeah.
Every way. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, very protective, very nurturing. Yes.
Well, you know, Christine, she's sending a message that after having left the body, she still holds this journey on the earth that she shared with you and you shared with her. She still holds that in her realm. And that's the blessing of the communication today. And she thanks you for it. It was, she needed you.
What's her name, just so we have it for our notes?
Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. All right, Christine. Well, we have to move on to other callers, but hopefully that helped. Is there any other question before we take the next person in line?
No, just that I see white butterflies. So it seems every time I look out the window, I see a white butterfly. So my impression is that that is her letting me know that she's around.
Yeah, Chris and I are big believers in animal communication and spirit communication. Those white butterflies may be cabbage butterflies. Maybe she made stuffed cabbage out.
Don't laugh because you're absolutely right. She did.
She did. See?
Mm-hmm.
See how it works? Wow, that was good, Neil.
Yep.
Wow. Stuffed cabbage
she's
is good.
Around.
Yeah.
Okay, Christine.
Thank you so much.
We thank you for connecting with us, and we invite you to join us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio and our other social media accounts too. So thank you, and keep in touch.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have 856-917 and 850. Okay. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
L-A-U-R-A? I forgot. I'm sorry. L-A-U-R-A. 10163, right?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Laura. Hi.
Yes. So my question is I'm putting out resumes for another job, and I was hoping you'd see if you see me getting a job in October.
Okay, so what was the last, can you refresh us on what we talked about last time? Was there a projected job? Excuse me. A little hoarse today.
I don't remember what we talked about last.
It's happening a lot today with callers, so not remembering what we talked about last. Okay, I didn't know if it was about a job or if there was something that was forecasted that, you know, we're waiting to have occur. But job, what do you think?
You should get a job in October. You're going to be, in October, you're going to be 33 years past your karmic number of 21.
Did I add that up wrong? Yes.
And that's important.
What?
Because 3 into 33 is 11, and that occupies your first and third numbers. So numerical speaking, you should be getting a job in October. Let me ask you something real quick, though, Laura. Do you ever have need or on occasion, do you ever take the subway, the train station for any kind of travel?
No. There's a job opening right now with a train company, but it's not paying enough money.
But you see, the job opening up with a, quote, train company, even if it doesn't pay enough money, that serves as a sign and validation for the job ultimately to come. So to me, the word train is a link to validate that you're going to be getting a job in October.
And not only that, Laura, but you're actually come October 1st, you'll be in your 18th cycle of your master number 3. So, and that is interesting because it's her years multiplied. 6 times 3 is 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's significant in terms of everything that is being relayed regarding the job coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any prospects specific train? It's the train. Is that the only job?
Well, no, I've put out several resumes and I'm hoping to hear back from one of them or maybe a couple. I'm hoping that I'll get some interviews and some interest.
Well, let me ask you something. Even though you're not taking the, quote, train job that isn't paying enough, could you have landed that job if you had wanted it?
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long pause.
Neil, I'm sorry. I didn't catch what you said. I'm sorry.
I'm saying real quickly, because we got a lot of calls.
Well, so
we only have 50 seconds with you. The job that had the train company, it wasn't paying enough. Was there a possibility you could have had that job?
There was a possibility, yes. But
that's all I need to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Just need to know the key word is train. So that's most important.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
so
Laura.
Much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Keep in
Thank
touch.
You.
Let us know.
I will.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. 917 is our next caller, and then 850 is the last of. Oops, I unmuted 850. I have to take 917 first, then 850. 917, hi.
Yes, hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having the show today. My name is Tina, and my birthday is 11/27/73. I would like to ask about my boyfriend, Christian.
Okay.
11/27/73.
Yes. And what is his birth date, Christian's birth date?
7/24/75.
75. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 13, 23, and 12. Is that right? He's a 35/8. Is that where you're getting?
Uh-huh.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 23. Okay. And you're asking what would specifically, Tina?
Just about our relationship.
About your relationship? Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
I haven't worked out her numbers yet. 11, 21, 31, 4. A lot of 31 fours today.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong connection.
Well, yeah, I mean, the 7-2.
Yeah, 7-2, when that 2 and 1-1 is also 4, so mm-hmm. 7-4, 7-2 in the karmic side.
Yeah, lots. The month is 11, but it's a 7-2, essentially, which is their first numbers, her day.
Huge connection.
Lots of connection. The numbers, the years are interchangeable. So, Tina, you're 7 to his 5 is his year 1975. His 7 to your 3 is 1973, which is your year. They're a 12-3 together, which are her first,
We're working out our number systems that involve the connection between the two of you is what we're doing, Tina.
And
there's a strong connection. There.
Yeah. No, I was just, I mean, we could go on and on with our connection, but there's a lot of correlations in the number system. Your fire numbers, which is the last number in the day, become your month 11.
I will say this. You had a past life with him. In the past life, the two of you, the intensity of that past life was when you both were children. And I'm just going to say that, sometimes our past lives, they connect and they're very important. But as we merge into the succeeding life, we play very different roles than what we did in the past life. In the past life, you were brother and sister. And I saw you, you almost looked like the Campbell Soup kids, and you were flying a kite. And it was like really weird because the sky was really blue and the clouds really white. And you were flying this kite. So, when we come into the future and we come through the lifetimes and we get to this stage, have either of you ever traveled together? Did you ever take a plane flight together anywhere?
Not yet.
Do you plan to?
Yes.
What do you mean by plan to?
He's coming here. He's like working, so he's coming here in October.
Oh, so your long distance relationship.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the plane
this
flight.
It's promising, Tina. It's promising. And you have to understand that that even though you're both grown-ups, you're kind of jumping back in time and continuing where you left off. Now, you're not brother and sister anymore because now it becomes more of a physical union, you know, more intimate, physical. And there's a need there. There is some complications on his end that he has to wrap up. I don't know. I don't want to get too personal, but if there's a relationship or a situation he's in that is a little bit complex, that would be something he'd have to clear up if that were the case.
Is that something you can comment on briefly, Tina?
No, he just works closely with his son's mother. Like, they try to live together so that they, like, live not together, but in the same area to co-parent.
So he has it's not a relationship that he's in terms of being in another romantic connection, but he has to still interact with the mother of his child because they're involved because of the child. So yeah. that's the vibration.
So that could be the subtle complexity of opening up the whole pathway to you. And that still has to be worked out to some extent, Tina, but in a nutshell, we don't have time to go into the depth of where the relationship is going, but it's connected and it's supposed to have electricity behind it, meaning that there's a meaning behind it. The word Greg is somewhere floating around. Greg or Craig, somewhere floating around. I don't have time to locate it, but it's out there. Does he have a brother?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if Greg or Craig is the symbolism of that brother, because even though his brother may not have that name, the name hit me again and just said brother. So there's something going on more, with more depth than maybe this radio show can handle between the two of you. It seems to be, the more I get into it, there's more complexity involved. We don't have time to go there today. But there's complexity in the relationship. But on the good front, that involves something enriching. That's promising. But it's complex. We don't have time to go into it.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, Tina, hopefully that helps a little bit. And you can always call after the show. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation.
Oh, great. I will. Thank you.
Okay, keep in touch. Okay. Yeah, interesting, because both of the month and day and also his year add up to her inverted karmic number, which is also pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Okay. 850.
Oh, I'm so happy you guys got to me.
We got to you. Who's this, please?
Michelle, and I was born October the 14th, 68.
Okay.
In 1968, yes, ma'am. And I'm just kind of concerned. My heart is to be on the water, to see the water. That's where my energy is. And I was very blessed. A house was bought for me by a 92-year-old man. And I took care of him and his wife. And, of course, I paid him back $23,000. And he let me keep the other $10,000. So I'm the survivor's benefit of
Wait, Michelle, I'm going to stop you because we're both – it's a little bit garbled. So I'm getting words and then not –
Yeah. Repeat that again a little bit slower.
Right in your receiver. Where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Okay.
And a 92-year-old man bought me a house and got me out of a terrible situation. And I took care of him and his wife up until she passed. And he kind of took me underneath his wing, and he put me as survivor's benefit of the house that I'm in now. And I've really fixed it up, and he told me I could the money. And, of course, I used it on the house that I have now. But my thing is my stepmother has moved in with me, who has Alzheimer's, and I'm so blessed to have the man that I have. My boyfriend helps me take care of her, but our house is not big enough, so I've had it in my mind. It's like I want to move, but I don't know if I can find a place, but I can't move until he dies. because I'm the survivor's benefit. You know, I don't wish anything bad on them either. But my heart is at the water, too. And it's like I'm kind of, in my heart, I'm still not happy, if that makes any sense. I'm very blessed to be where I'm at. Don't get me wrong. But my heart is also the energy looking at the water. I'm only 9 miles from the water, so I'm very blessed. So I'm wanting to see if you see if I'm going to move. Or the house is very small since I moved my stepmom in with me. And I love her to pieces, and my brother and nephew did not take care of her. She lost like 14 pounds in a month's time, just hollering and screaming at her. It is very stressful, but I love her, and, you know, I'm just kind of need some good angel messages.
Well, first of all, Michelle, when did this person buy the house for you? What year was it?
Was it 2014 or 15?
2014 or 2015. Okay.
Right.
Just real quick, I want to go back to 1996. Can you validate a change that happened that year? 1996, when you were 28.
1998.
Did I
was how old?
5, 6, 16.
1998.
Yeah, 1998. I apologize. I had 28.
I think it might have been when my son was born.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to remember what year my son was born. No, he was born in.
Well, you would have been when you were 30 years old. It was 30. I miscalculated. So I miscalculated that you were 28, 10, 1, but you're actually 30 equals 3, and it would have been 1998 that there would have been a change.
Okay.
A move.
And what was you asking me? Yeah, I guess there was a big change. I was married to a very evil man that I thought was my soulmate, and we had a child together, and the things did not turn out good.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's almost 18 now.
Okay,
it, yeah,
she's
it was
almost
very
18.
Bad.
What's
very,
her birthday?
And, yeah, he, oh, it was awful. Whose birthday?
Hers.
Hers is April the 17th, 2000.
2000. Okay.
Wait, was that with?
So you're considering whether you want to be in your location now.
Yeah.
What were you?
I really want to be on the water, and you know, I'm 9 miles, but my dream is to be.
That's her day.
Out the door, you know.
Yeah.
Your daughter.
Everybody's
yeah.
dream.
Michelle, I believe you're going to be on the water, but you got. Literally speaking, no pun intended, you got to hold your breath. You're going, I think you're going to be on the water when you're 51. Now that's just our take. Well, you're going to be 50 coming up. So
right.
Let's say somewhere in the length of the year that you are 51, you will go on the water. There will be somebody that comes into the picture inadvertently, I mean, they're indirectly named either Jim or James. And this person seems to have some role in the transition of that. Have you ever known a Jim or James in this lifetime?
My uncle, his name is Uncle Jimmy. Is that
yeah,
James?
Uncle Jimmy.
That would be it.
What was your uncle ever a boat person, or was he ever by the water?
Yes, he actually has he's a captain, his own boat for coho salmon on Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Well, that is in our readings, Michelle. That's
we're not close though.
Yeah, you see, that's considered a validation. The fact that we came up with Jim James and the boat, blah, blah, the captain, that serves as a validation that there's a very good possibility or better that you're going to be living on the water when you're 51.
Wow.
Now, it's not altogether certain.
Not a guarantee.
I'm starting to feel like Andy Griffith. But
you're starting to look like him too.
I know.
No.
You're starting to look like Barney.
Great. Actually, he's Barney Fife, isn't it? Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Don Knotts happens to share my birthday, so isn't
yeah,
that
well,
perfect?
Yeah. Well, there you go. So watch it. Okay. So
So, you're married to me, so that let's move into that.
Let's just hope
reality.
We're not talking to Opie here on the other line. But you know, Michelle, it looks good. It looks good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I want this really weird before we leave. I want you to consider that, you know, we're Kristen and I are vegetarians, but there's something about a fish stew. And
a
concerning
fish what?
You.
Fish stew.
Fish
like
stew.
Like a bouillabaisse or cipino.
That involves you. I don't know what it is yet.
Anything regarding a dish like that you can quickly.
Oh, you mean like something that I make?
Yeah.
Something that you make, something that you ate recently.
That was fish?
Something in your history. I'm sorry, say that again.
Is it something that I made or what?
Yeah,
it could be something you made. It could be something like a family dish, something you grew up on, something that you, you know. No. Okay, maybe.
Well,
okay,
I make
well,
fish parmesan.
No, that's not fish stew. Fish parmesan. That's not fish stew.
No, we're talking about like a bouillabaisse. But anyways, don't worry. Doesn't matter. It was just throwing it in.
Throwing
it into
the
bouillabaisse. You know, something about
friends. I wonder what it meant.
Something about friends. Something about, you know, bouillabaisse is basically a, what is it, French?
It's French.
New Orleans French type thing. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're going beyond what we do. You might be on the water by the time you're 51, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You can call us back. Well, we're back on the air on Friday, and actually I have to close the show now, so thank you, Michelle, for your call. We are on the air 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers. Bye.